Welcome to the Black Mantle. As you know, we're going to be discussing information technology, also known as IT. In today's episode, as you always know, we're going to be discussing some wonderful information about technology. So like, listen, and subscribe to our channel to keep up with the latest updates and the latest information regarding technology trends. So on today's episode, what I want to talk about is bring something new to you, which is the IT policy news. And this is news that goes on about any kind of technical news around the world that has something to do with technology in the legal side, if that makes any sense. Now, for this particular episode, I want to focus on whether or not cryptocurrency taxation should be a go or a no-go. And so I don't want to straddle the fence on this topic. Of course, this is going to be more information that's going to be coming soon on whether they're going to start taxing people who are holding cryptocurrency or not. So you have to pick a side. You cannot straddle the fence on this particular topic. So let's make it very interesting. Now, according to an article that came out on August the 3rd of 2021, around 5 p.m., the U.S. SEC chair had called on Congress to help on what he called the cryptocurrency as the Wild West. Now, those of you who are may not be familiar with cryptocurrency, basically all it is a digital currency that people can trade back and forth for goods and services without going through a central point, which would be a bank of some sort. So in modern day society, you will have credit card associated with some bank. You have a checking account or a savings account associated with some bank. You go to the store charges that card or takes your physical currency. You get the product and move forward. In the cryptocurrency market, people are holding them, which allows it to grow over the course of time. And then, of course, that compounds and grows and grows. And you can actually start to buy things with cryptocurrency right now, depending on what coin that you use. And there are a lot of different coins out there. Particularly one of the ones that people talk about a lot, of course, is the Bitcoin. But then it goes to the I believe it's the Dogecoin, then the Ethereum. You have the ETH, you have the Litecoins, you have a lot of different ones that are out there. So just to go over the article that was coming out, basically what the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to do is they're trying to basically call upon Congress to give the agency more authority into looking after and better policing in regards to the cryptocurrency and the different types of lenders and platforms that people use in order to transact this kind of business. Now, currently they're calling it the Wild West because of the fact that it can be a place where people can, you know, pose different like fraud tactics on people, manipulation, and things of that nature. Now, keep in mind that the capitalization on this, according to this article from Reuters.com, was about $2 trillion in April of this year. And that was more than what people invested, like, you know, in their stock portfolios with the digital tokens and everything. And people are really grasping on to the whole cryptocurrency market, even people who may not even have the technical aptitude to, you know, or it may not be too much into technology. They understand this and they understand it's a peer-to-peer decentralized finance option that people can have out there in order to trade in the event if banks don't, you know, lend them money or things like that. But it's basically in the cryptocurrency market, it's basically decentralized finance. But then when you look at banks, currently right now, you're looking at it from a perspective of being centralized, meaning a central body organizes and administers the funds that go through that financial institution. Now, what I want you to take from this episode is I want you to figure out what side that you want to be on. And there's going to be a YouTube video that I'm going to post on this. So I want to be able to see you all's comments. Hopefully we can get some people on to talk about this topic, to get some other perspectives of it, because I'm really interested in figuring out what's going on. But from the looks of this article, what I think that they're going to do in order to make sure that this article really makes it, you know, around to get people's attention, is looking at it from the perspective of the fact of how people can get hurt and lose money being involved in the cryptocurrency market. I can definitely see that particular perspective coming up in order to move forward with this particular case and to really get things moving. Now, you have to ask yourself in terms of privacy of if people are going to be, once they get a hold of this, if possible, then I wonder how much back taxes that people will owe who hold a significant amount of cryptocurrency. So that's something to definitely take into consideration as well. Now, there is a Washington-based blockchain association that did respond back to the chair of the SEC and just, you know, was talking about how they are, you know, they do have some, like, you know, regulations and stuff, and they basically comply, you know, with the state's authorities with that. Now, where they agreed on some points in regards to, you know, the integrity and protecting the consumers to make sure that they're not getting scammed, where the agency or the association or the blockchain association differentiated itself from the SEC chair was why they called it the Wild West, as if it is, you know, something that is so unregulated to a point where you don't know who you're dealing with. Now, this could definitely lead into some privacy concerns here, because when you think about, in order to tax people, you have to figure out who the people are. So who is going to release that information? Will it be the people that own these Bitcoin digital currency, you know, platforms to release the information? If so, was there anything in their terms and conditions that permitted them to do so? How would that affect the people that are currently, you know, invested, you know, into this? Like, you really have to think about that, because there's always, in order to get to your end point and goal, you have to have a starting point. So from this article, what I'm looking at from multiple different perspectives is, before you can jump into tax, you have to jump in to regulate. Once you get the regulations down, I'm sure that the taxes are probably soon likely to follow. So let me know what you think about this. Check out the YouTube channel, as you can see, on the DaVinciTechnologies.com, where I would like to hear from some people to get another perspective on it, to know whether you are for or against the cryptocurrency taxation. Welcome to the Black Mantle. As you know, we're going to be discussing information technology, also known as IT. In today's episode, as you always know, we're going to be discussing some wonderful information about technology. So like, listen, and subscribe to our channel to keep up with the latest updates and the latest information regarding technology trends.